The meditation today is in Psalm 119, starting at verse 41 and going through verse 48. This is section Vav. There are some people who dispute how this letter would be pronounced. They dispute what sound it makes. It's not wa, it's vav. And all I can tell you is that's the modern pronunciation of it. If you're ever going to Israel for a visit and you want to speak Hebrew, the name of the letter is Vav, and it sounds like V, not Wa, sounding like a W. That's Arabic. All right. Let's read this portion of God's Word. Let your mercies come also to me, O Jehovah, your salvation according to your word. So shall I have an answer for him who reproaches me, for I trust in your word. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in your ordinances. So shall I keep your law continually forever and ever, and I will walk at liberty, for I seek your precepts. I will speak of your testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed. And I will delight myself in your commandments, which I love. My hands also I will lift up to your commandments, which I love, and I will meditate on your statutes. Well, once again, here in section Vav, every single verse starts with that letter. The letter Vav all by itself in Hebrew often means and. So anytime you see a verse there starting with and, it will certainly be with that Vav letter there. You may remember that when we were looking at section Hey last week, that section mostly was talking about God's grace and our response. How he takes the lead in bringing his word to us, putting his word within us, and giving us the word become flesh and our response. Well, section Vav is talking more now about that response. Starts out with a prayer. Let your mercies come also to me, O Jehovah. The covenant God, the good God, the God of grace, of mercy, of kindness and love. Your salvation according to your word. So that's the tie-in, we might say, with section Hey. There is seeking God's prevenient grace, God's sovereign grace that comes before his initiative that brings about everything. But the rest of this section now is talking about the consequences of that mercy coming, that salvation that God has promised in his word and that comes through Jesus, his word become flesh. And so he has an answer for anyone who reproaches, well, maybe approaches too. He can cry out with confidence that God would not take the word of truth utterly out of his mouth, because we have perseverance promised to us. We have the promise in Philippians 1:6 that he who has begun a good work in us will bring it to completion in the day of Jesus Christ. In verse 44, you know, if we're in Jesus Christ, we keep his law continually forever and ever. Now, it's not that we slip, or don't slip, I should say, at times. But that word abides within us and continues by the work of the Holy Spirit to make us more and more holy. We walk in the way. We walk in Jesus, who is in that way, who is the way. And we're free, free from the bondage to sin, free from the chains of iniquity. We're free now to be the creatures that God made us to be. So we walk in liberty because we're seeking his precepts. People think, of course, that, you know, God's law hems us in, but maybe some of you read the little golden book as a kid or had your parents read it to you, Tootle the Train, and he thought he could have freedom by going off the tracks to go into the meadow where the buttercups were. He found out that he was so made that true freedom for him, true being able to do what he was built to do, was found in staying on the tracks. Because off in the meadow he was stuck and he couldn't do anything. and those buttercups weren't so enticing anymore. Well, so it is with us. We walk in liberty now that we have God's law. We walk in that way, Jesus himself being the way. In verse 46, we may have to be called before kings. We may be hauled in before magistrates, but we speak of testimonies before kings without any shame. We find God's word to be delightful. And in verse 48, we lift up our hands to them. Just like a little child might lift up its hands to its parents to receive love and help, so we receive this from God. Now, there's one other thing I'd like to point out, and this isn't an original observation. It is one that I got from the Scottish minister from the 1700s, John Brown of Haddington. But in this section, we see faith, hope, and love. These that are mentioned by Paul in 1 Corinthians 13. Look at verse 42. So shall I have an answer for him who reproaches me, for I trust in your word. There's the faith. In verse 43, and take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I've hoped in your ordinances. And then finally in verses 47 and 48, and I will delight myself in your commandments, which I love. My hands also I will lift up to your commandments, which I love, and I will meditate on your statutes. Faith, hope, and love, and in that order, all fruit of our being connected to, in union and communion with the Lord Jesus Christ, through whom comes this mercy that we prayed for in verse 41. Through whom and by the work of his Spirit, we have all this delight in his word. Through him come these, faith, hope, and love, which also happen to be fruit of the Spirit, some of those fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meek, and temperance. And so as we sing from Psalm 119, Vav, and in our psalm books, that's section F, let us rejoice in the fact that God gives us all these good things through his word written, the scriptures, through his word become flesh, our Lord Jesus Christ. Psalm 119, F.